Today's daf is B'Metzia daf Pei. We have made it into the Peis in Memsechas B'Metzia. We are up to daf Pei, right on top. Daf Pei, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, as we continue here in the sixth parak of Parak B'Metzia. Three more blot left to the first, Hasocher, Hasocher as Ha'umnin, then Hasocher as Ha'polim, as we continue the march through the Babas, the middle of the middle Baba. So we are in the middle of Mesechas Nezikin, as it was called in the days of the Talmud, when all three babas were one Mesechta. Now they were split up into three. Only one Mesechta we have now that is also the name of a Seder, Mesechas Taharos. But today's daf is B'Metzia daf Pei. Says the Mishnah, Hasocher Esapara, more issues relating to rental agreements. Hasocher Esapara, Lachrosh Bahar, V'charesh Bebeka. I rented out a cow, and the agreement was that I would take it onto the mountains. And v'charesh bebika, instead I took it into the valleys. So, what happened? Somehow the plow broke. The kli that was on the back of the animal, it broke. Rashi explains on top, v'chol klei ha-machrisha l'bala bakar, all of the parts of the plow that's on top, and the blade, and the handle in the back, it all belongs to the owner of the cow. V'na'arav holchinim b'emto. And there are young boys, young workers that walk with the animal. So besides the renter that rented the animal, there is a kli, there are workers. There's one person behind the plow that is being mechavenet, that is directing it to go straight into the furrows and to make straight furrows. Lidarvain, to make sure it's going on the right path. And one is pushing down on the blade, on the plow, so that it's strong enough to make the holes. So one is in behind directing it, and one is pushing down to make sure that it's not only straight, but it's doing something, it's effective, it's not going on top of the ground, but actually in the ground. And that's the kankan, demasnisa, as we're about to see, says Rashi, that's the blade in the ground. So, again, with that background, now we know the metzias, Rashi helps us. If somebody rents out a cow in order to go in the mountains and it goes in the bika, imnis shbar hakankan, if the plow, if the needle, the blade in the ground breaks during the process, pater. He's pater, why? Because a mountain is even more rocky and mountainous, and therefore if it broke in the bika, it surely would have broken in the har, and therefore he is going to be pater. But the opposite, bebika, v'charesh bahar, imnis shbar hakankan chayiv. But in the opposite, we assume maybe it broke because you brought it into the mountainous area, and that's why you are going to be chayiv. The first case where it says that the worker is going to be putter if he didn't do it in any worse place, he even did it in an easier place, the Tosfos Yontif points out that there seems to be a different emphasis. I don't know if it's a machlokas, but a different emphasis between the Rambam and the Nemuki Yosef regarding. So what does it say here? That the renter is putter. What about the workers? Right, Rashi just explained that there are workers that are also involved in directing it and pushing it down. Are they also going to be potter? When it says potter, it means everybody's potter, or just the renter is going to be potter? But the workers, they're actually involved. You're right, it's an easier terrain, but they still should have been responsible and been careful. So says the Tosfos Yontif, Patur, Ratzolomar, again, the Mefarshim on Mishnah, Tosfos Yontif learned Mishnayis with his Rebbe, the Maharal. The Maharal Miprag was an avid supporter of learning in Mishnayis, right? You have to learn Mishnayis, and he writes in the Hakdama that his Rebbe told him you have to write a commentary on Mishnah. That's what the Tosfos Yontif, I think it's the uncle of the Ksos, right? Both last name Heller, and Talmud of the Maharal. So he clues us into many of the discussions of the Rishonim where he puts it onto Mishnayah. So here's one example. Pater Rotzalomar, Shalo Yeshalim Asocher Labala Para. The socher does not pay. Ela Ha'uman Shecharash Vihayatofe Savachresha Vishavra, Hu Yeshalim Labala Para. Rambam. So he quotes that from the Rambam right here in the Pirush of Mishnayos. So the potter in the Mishnah only means the renter. But the workers, it's their fault. They have to be more responsible. So they're going to be chayiv to the owner. And then he quotes the Nemuki Yosef here. But Nemuki Yosef kasav ditzan potter lehedya bepnei she'elu hana'arim enu schrim lamalachazu. The Nemuki Yosef has a line where he says, well, the workers weren't hired out to do this. What does that mean? he understands that these were young workers who don't have responsibility, and therefore they would be putter in this case. So it seems to be somewhat of a machlokas between the Nebuki Yosef and the Rambam, that the Tosfos Yontif points out here, whether there is a total ptur or some of the workers involved are going to be chayiv. Good, that is case number one in the Mishnah, about the valleys and about the mountains. Second case, Ladush. Bekitnes vidash betua patur. If I hire out an animal in order to thresh, ladush disha is one of the lametes balachas at the beginning. We have zochore zoreya kotzer ma'amer dash. Right. So after I harvest, I plant it and it grows and I harvest it and I gather it. So then I have to do dash. Dash is the separating of the kernels from the chaffs and from the stalks. Again, dush is a very large malacha on Shabbos. A lot is included in dush, in terms of squeezing out liquid from garments and squeezing fruit. And the Rambam even includes chovel and, you know, so many things, brushing one's teeth, right? All of those are related to the malacha of dush. So ladush bekitnis v'dush betuah. If somebody is threshing, and he rented out a cow to thresh in kitnis, all types of legumes, as we know kitnis from Hilchas Pesach, kitnios. So if I got it for kitnis v'dush betuah pater, but I used it instead to thresh my grain, so I'm going to be pater if the animal slips. Rashi says im echlika. If it slips and gets hurt, I'm going to be pater because kitnis is even more even slippier than the tvua. But ladush b'tvua v'dash b'kidnis chayev, but kidnis is more dangerous, and therefore it's going to be chayev b'bneisha kidnis b'chalekes, right? Kidnis is more smooth, and then the animal might slip, and that's why I'm going to be responsible. Says the Gemara, heichid lo shani ba'man mishalim. So the Mishnah talks about cases where the kavana was changed in both directions. You took it in a worse place or a better place. What if you didn't change at all? What if I did exactly what we agreed upon, and then the kan broke, or then something happened? So echad lo shani baman mishalim. So Amar of Papa did not get parsha mishalim. Remember, Rashi explained that there are two different types of workers. So here, for sure, the socher is not going to be responsible. But here, the Gemara goes into who's going to pay. Amar of Papa did not get parsha mishalim. Rav Papa says the one who has the parsha, that's the one that has the handle in the back. That is being mechavein, the first one Rashi described, he's responsible. Because if he didn't, you know why he must have broken? Because you weren't careful in the direction that you were telling it to grow, to go. Says the, that's number one. Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Ravidi Amar d'Nakin Mana Mishalim. No, the other one. The one who has the mana, the one who has the actual kankan, the blade, that gets pushed into the ground, that's the one that's responsible. V'Hilchasa d'Nakin Mana Mishalim. And we paskin, says the Gemara, it's the latter one. The one that pushes the blade down into the ground, that's the one that's going to pay. V'I Duchta. Right, so there are two people involved in this action. Rashi uses Lashonos that maybe we remember from the beginning of the Masechta. Rashi quotes here, the Manhig and the Ochez. The one who's leading and the one who is grabbing hold of the gun. Remember, we discussed back in the first parak in terms of Hilchas Mitzia. If somebody is leading an animal and somebody is on the animal, pushing the animal, you know, which one is more of the bailim? Which one has more of a haraz bailis? So here, the Gemara says, the one that's not getting mana. The Iduchta, the Mechazka Gunderi, but, says the Gemara, if it's a place where it's known to have rocky terrain, Mechazka Gunderi, right, it's known, Rashi says, Shahaya Yadualahem Bahar, Shemala Vanim Vitsunma Vitrashim, it's known as a very bad, dangerous terrain, Travayo Meshalmin. Then they're both going to be responsible, they're going to have to pay. So, it looks like a detail of halacha, but there is a whole world discussed on this line, based on one line in Rashi. Rashi says here, why do they both have to pay? Travayo Meshalmin. Rashi, Shahaya Lahem Lehizaher Ma'od. They should have been careful. Ubedavar Muat She'ives Af Hamanig Hu Nishpar. Right? So not only is the one that pushes the blade down, but the one who directs, because it's a very rocky terrain. So then the both are going to be responsible. Last four words. Vahavi Adavar Hamut Abasafik. And it's Besafik. Sounds like you don't really know which one is the one that's really responsible, so therefore they both have to pay. Rashi's lashon again is davar hamuta b'safik. What's the kasha on that? Tosis says Rashi, davar hamuta b'safik, and therefore they're both going to be chayiv. Don't you remember Sumchis? Sumchis we had in Baba Kama. Mamon Hamuta Besafik is a machlokes between Sumchis and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Pater because of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Right? You don't know, I'm not sure if I'm responsible or not, so prove it. Prove it. Remember the case over there? I have an animal that damaged your cow. I'm not sure if your cow gave birth before my animal damaged it or after my animal damaged it. So therefore, Sufa says, Chokin, split it. And the Chacham say, no. Hamos mechaver lo varaya. So Beferish Mishnah, Baba Kama Mem Vav, asks Tosvos, Pirish Makutras, Mishum Dahavi, Safek mi asa. You're not sure which one is responsible for Ein Nira. Delo kai melanke sumchis. We don't know like Sumchis Elakarabanon. Famos Mechaveiro Lavaraya. So he has to prove the Avisafik Avishnei Peturin. So in this case, if you're right, Rashi, that the Svara is because you're not sure which one did it, meaning one of them is really responsible, we're not sure which one, then each one of them should be able to say, wasn't me, prove that it was me. If not, I'm not paying. Famos Mechaveiro Lavaraya. So Tosis rather argues on Rashi. Tosis says, no, it's not that you don't know who, but they're both responsible. Ella nearly to Hachashnea Pashu. The Kivan, the Mechazke Begundari, since it's known to be a rocky area, who Nishbar Ma'od Bekal, it breaks very easily. Vihine, Vahayo, Lakal Echa, Litain Leva, Chaveiro, Kamo Al Atzmo. They should have focused on themselves and on their friends. Ula has hero, Viacharish Lo has hero, Gamu Pasha. So Rashi says, well, you don't know who is Chayef, so make them both pay. Tosva says, they're both Chayef. They're both responsible. They both were Poshea. So you're not going to pay double. So at least you split it, says Tosfos. So how do you answer for Rashi? Rashi obviously knew Sumchis and the Rabbanon, right? So when, how do you answer? By the way, we don't have to remember, you don't have to go back to the middle of Baba Kama to remember Sumchis and the Rabbanon. Where do we have Sumchis? You don't have to go so far in the Masechta. But Metzia da Beis. Remember back 78 daf ago, right? Beis and the Beis, when we're trying to figure out who the first Mishnah in the Masechta is like. So Gemara says, is the Mishnah against Ben Nanas? Is the Mishnah against Sumchis? So we have Sumchis already in this Masechta. So the question is, what does Rashi mean here? So all the Achronim get into the action, coming up with very interesting suggestions for Rashi. The Trumas Hadeshen, ready on the border, ready, he's already the very early Rishon, very early Achron on the border. The Trumas Hadeshen suggests that Rashi really doesn't mean like what that case is, even though they use that Lashon, Mamon Hamuta Besafik. Remember, Rashi's Lashon is not Mamon Hamuta Besafik, it's Fahavi Davar Hamuta Besafik. What does that mean? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, really what it means is that each one of them should swear. Each one of them should swear that it wasn't my fault. But they don't know if it was their fault or not. They're not sure. So if they're not sure whether, they want to swear that they weren't Poshea, but they can't swear whether they were Poshea because they don't really know whether they were Poshea or not. So that's like the principle, that's a different principle. That's not Mamon Amuta Basafik Chokin, but Mamon Amuta Basafik Putter or Chokin. It's not related to that issue. It's related to the issue of Mitoch Sheni Yacholi Shava Mishalim. Really, each of them should swear and they'd be off the hook. They should swear that it wasn't their fault. But here they can't swear that it wasn't their fault, says the Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Shin Lamen Gimel. Nehinami de Safiku in Pashuam Lav, Mikamakum Yischaivu, Mitam Shari Tzrichan Lishava, Shalo Pashu, the Adam Yacholam Mishum de Safik, Mishalmi, and therefore they have to pay because it's not, Rashi doesn't really mean the Sumchis case, right? Tosfos isn't fair to Rashi. He doesn't say this is Mamon Amuta Besafik. It says it's a Davar Shumishim Besafik, so add in for Rashi. And therefore they have to swear, but they can't swear, and therefore they are going to be a Chayiv. Number one. Number two, maybe the most straightforward answer is that, says the Ksos, that Machlokas between Sumchis and the Rabbanon is not a Machlokas that's going to apply in every single case. There are cases, and the Ksos quotes a few, that the Rabbanon agree Cholkin. Right, you don't always say Amosim Chaver Lava Raya. Sometimes, to use the language of the Ksos, if the Rabbanan involved assume that in this case, and it's near it to them, that it should be Chokin, then they could say Chokin. And that could override the principle of Amosim Chaver Raya. Umishum de Bechol Elu. This is Ksos in Simon Shin Pei Gimel. Shin Pei Gimel. He says, "Mishum de bechol elu hayanira lachachamim sheyachloku veheicha de itmar itmar veheicha de lo mifarish gemara midi isban lameir amosim mechaver alav araya." If you don't know, fine. But there are cases that the Rabbanan said this case makes more sense to us to say split it. In the case over there in Baba Kama, you're not sure when the cow was born, before the baby was born. You're not sure before or after the hesek. So there the Rabbanan said, we have no idea. We have no idea what to do. So you know what? I want to make a chaver of araya. They didn't step in. But here, these two guys were involved in the plowing. So the Rabbanan are going to say, oh, one of them was responsible. We don't know who, so they're both going to be punter? The Rabbanan said, in this case, it's better to say Chalkin. Even the Rabbanan would agree to Sumchis in this case. The Pasku Dina, the Chaluka B'mamon Amuta B'Safik, V'yafilu Mochzak, he goes to Tosfos in Baba Basra, about this on Daf Samach Beis. So, that's the Ksos. Sometimes the Rabbanan would agree. But the most fascinating suggestion, I think, is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what Rashi really means is that each of the parties involved did the act together. It's besafek, meaning that each one of them is not responsible, but it was a team effort. When it's a team effort, so that chai, that's not the usual mom and amuta besafek. It was either me or you. No, it was both of us. And if it was both of us, that's why the Rabbanan are going to agree chayiv in this case. His lashon is right here in the chidushim. Yesh lomar dekiban deshneim kiblu lachrosh havi kamo arev zelazeh. It's like David, they're arev to each other. V'im kein gove mikol echad achatzi b'mimon efshach o shehu posheya o shehu mechayim midin arev. V'yesh lomar dein emes beish kiblu yachad havi arevim zelazeh. Right, that's why put those words into Rashi. Rashi says it's muta basafek, but it's not a regular muta basafek, that each one of them is a separate entity saying, no, I didn't do it. But it's muta basafek, but both of them together did it. You're not sure which one did it. And therefore, as a composite, they are going to be chayef. Okay. We'll leave Hamas Mechaber Lavaraya now. We'll see at the end. There's always a lot to talk about in that topic, but we will continue. That's all on the case of Machazka Gunderi. Weiter, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamocher Sada Lachaveiro, V'yomarlo, I sell you a cow, V'yomarlo, and I say, this is a Tosefta in Baba Basra. Right, Baba Basra has all of the, most of the cases and shas of real estate, of selling, of different tsnoyim. What do we assume when there's a sale? Is this included? Is that included? So the Tosefta there says, Hamocher Sada Lachaveiro, V'yomarlo, Parazu, Nachonisi, Nachonisi. I say, here, I'm selling you a cow, you should know, this is a gorer. This is a biter. Ba'atanisi, it's a kicker. Ravtanisi, it always lies down on things that damages them. So I warn you, this is a wild animal. V'haya bamum echad, and it ends up having only one out of those. I told you four problems, it has one problem. V'sanfu bein amumin, I threw it into the other ones. I mentioned one in within the other four. Hareze mekartos. Wow. You would think he was so open about it. Mekatos, why Rashi explains, if you said there were four problems, it could be he checked out two of them and he saw that, you know, they weren't true. So therefore, he assumed that you were just lying. You were just like, you wanted to cover yourself from any future problems that come up. Yeah, it has all these problems. But I saw it doesn't have two of the problems. So it has the third one, how was I supposed to know? And therefore, that could be considered a mekatos. But if I say, mum zeh, what if I say it has this problem and about 20 others? But I specify one of them explicitly, so then you have to assume that it has that one, and therefore, Eze Mechatos, this would not be a Mechatos. Tanina Mihachi, similarly, Hamocher Shivcha Lechadero, V'yamarlo Shivcha Zu, Shotehi, Nichvesi, Mishua Memesi, right, this Shivcha, right, she sometimes loses herself, right, she has seizures, right, she is Mishugas. Same thing, if she only has one of the problems. So the same, the Rabbi Yochanan says it about a para, the Brisa says it about a shivcha. Continuing, Amalei Ravacha, Breid the Ravel Ravashi, Hayaba Kala Mumin Alomau, what if it has all the Mumin? What if it has all of them? So you would think, well, what's the issue? Of course, if it has all of them, so then, obviously he was a very honest guy. So what's even the question? Rashi, Veino Makbid El Alo Echad. But the buyer really only focuses on one of them. He's not really, the other women don't really bother him except for one.
I thought you were giving me a whole laundry list. Some yeah, some are true, some are not true. And I thought the one that I'm really makpid on was not true.
And if I knew that the one thing I'm makpid on was really true, I wouldn't have bought this. So that's the case, right? You would think he's honest, but this is the svara that he suggests, right? And then the Ritva also, Dilma Savarhu Dila Hashbiach Mechrahu Omer, Kivan de Mafriz Bemumin Kulehai. Okay. So what's the answer? Amalei Rav Mordechai the Ravashi, Hachi Amrina Mishrei the Rava, Hayi Bakala Mumin Alalu, Ein Zemechatos.
No, I was honest. I told you everything. So you're coming up with the Svara, so I don't think that is the case.
What's Mashma from this Gemara? Sounds like if, let's say, go back to the cow case. I told you it had these four mumen, and it only has one of them, so, you know, that's the mechatos. What if I wouldn't have said a word that it has these mumen? What if I would just sold you a cow, and I didn't say a word? So pashtus from our Gemara, that for sure is the mechatos, right? Only if you explicate, then there's the whole shaila. But if you didn't explicate, so then there's going to be the, for sure, it's a makatos. So that is a question. If you remember, some of the Achronim point out that we have a Gemara in Baba Basra that says otherwise. Remember, there's a Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. If you sell a cow for, and it turns out to be a Nagchan, and the seller says, well, I sold it to you, I thought you were going to shecht it. I thought you bought it for shechting. I didn't know you bought it for plowing. If you bought it for shechting, it doesn't matter how crazy the cow is. You know, it's not my problem, right? So that's the question. Ask the Mayane Achachma. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel on Daf Sadi Beis, Hasho Amocher Shalach Chaver V'Nimsa Nakhon. Right? Is that a Mechatos or not? And we hold, if you remember, like Shmuel, it's not a Mechatos. Right? It's not a Mechatos there because the seller could say most people buy animals for shechting, and therefore it is not matter. So that Gemara is mashma that right halacha kishmo bedine, right? The Gemara there talks about ein halacha mamon acharov. But either way, the maskana we pass like Shmuel that it is not a mekatos. So why does our Gemara assume it is? So he suggests maybe there's a difference between a shor and a para. The other Gemara is talking about a shor, and here we're talking about a para, the male and the female, oxen and cows. By a shor, maybe you could say that. Maybe that's the difference here. Number one. Or Rosi Pesach's Yartzeit is this week. Rosi Pesach writes in the Chidushim Alashas that mitoch shemanalo es kol mumeha shalapara gilu daitam shamachira ena l'tzorach shchita gilu shchita kol elo advarim ena l'machshav l'mum klal. Over there you can assume it was l'shchita, but here the reason that he starts going through this list, mistama the seller realizes that he's not buying gilu shchita, or else none of these would make a difference. Okay, you have to somehow be machalik between the cases, but remember that discussion between Rav and Shmuel. And oh, ain hochin b'mamon achra rov. That's the sugya in Baba Basra Daf Sadi Beis. Okay, we continue next Mishnah and the next violation of terms of a renter. Right, that's what all of these Mishnayos are about. Masisan hasocher es achamor lahavi alachitim behevi alasorin. I hire out a donkey in order to bring me wheat, and instead you bring barley. Chayiv. So in that case, chayiv. We'll have to see. What you did wrong, right? Rashi says, chayev bikil kula, right? If you were Mosif, let's just read the Rashi now. Rashi's already telling us what the Gemara is going to say, but Rashi says it here, so we'll read it. Chayev bikil kula, Mosif gimel kavin. If you added on three kavin, which we'll see is like 1/30th, that's going to be the shear of overdoing it. If you add 1/30th of the load that was supposed to be on it, v'lo amrina, now we don't say, ho'il v'asorim kalim, we will see this, barley is lighter, yesh l'hosav akedei koved lesech chitim. Well, I could, since barley is lighter, I could add on more barley in order to be equal weight to the chitim that we agreed to. You can't do that. Shemasa hachamar lesech chitim chatzikar. So you can't do that, as the Gemara is going to explain. So again, back to the Mishnah. If I rent it out to take wheat and I put barley instead, and I overput the barley, chayiv. Tvua, Vehevi aleha teven. Same thing. Tvua, grain, certain types of grains that I brought. Teven, strua chayiv, mipnei, in all these cases, shanafa kasha kemasui. Volume is also as difficult as weight. And therefore, don't just tell me it weighs the same, but the volume on the back of an animal could hurt the animal. If the animal gets hurt, you're going to be chayef. Lahavi less achid and heavy levech saor in potter. If you don't change the volume, and then you bring a different item, which is lighter, right? Saor ma lighter, then potter, because then it's lighter, and it's the same size. So therefore, there you didn't do anything wrong, and therefore you are going to be potter. But vi emosif al masao chayef. But if you emosif, so then you are going to be chayiv. The kam yotz v'masov yechayiv. What's the shear of being mosif? Sumcha zomer mishum Rabbi Meir sa'ah legamal shlosha kavim lechamor. So different amounts for the for each one of them. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here. The Ramban, the Ritva quotes this discussion. What happens if we agreed on amount that the animal's going to schlep, but it's much less than the average that an animal schleps. It's much less than the going weight that an animal agrees upon. So we agreed, let's say the average animal could schlep 20. And we agreed to 5. And then guess what? I did 10. Am I going to be chayiv in that case? We agreed on a lower amount, and then I went above the amount, but I still went way below, or even up to. I didn't go above normal weight of the animals. So is one going to be chayiv in that case? What do we say? No. Well, I know we agreed to less, but I thought that this animal is no worse than any of the average animal. So that is a discussion in the Ramban. The Ramban says, and I'll read from the Ritva. He quotes the Ramban here. V'dafka nokat al masa'o, klomer al ha-ro'i lo. When the Mishnah ends up by saying, kama Yosef al masa'o, that means what's ro'i. She'ilu sachar chamor, she'ro'i lo holich lesech, amanashi yosi bo chati lesech. If we agree that he's only going to take a half a lesech. But I know the average that animals could take is a lesech. V'hotzi bo lesech v'meis. Hatur. Says the Ramban. It might be usser for you to go above what you agreed upon, but you're not going to have to pay for it. Because I violated our agreement. I violated our terms. That's true. But am I going to have to pay for it? No. Because there's no way I should have understood. As we've said, not everything that's usur, you're going to have to pay for. Grama, bini zakin, is usur, but you're not going to have to pay for it. If you borrow money from somebody, you didn't do anything that's usur, but you're chayif. Chiv and usur in dini mamonis don't always go together. So this is an example of that. If I did more than we agreed upon, but less than the average going amount, so then I am not going to be chayiv in that case, says the Ramban and the Ritva on our Mishnah. V'chein adini says not only by weight, but also by distance. I rent out a horse to go 5 mil. And all horses could always go 10 mil. And I went 10, not above. Shu putter imace. I have putter, right? If it dies, right? Ella shachayv leferol uschar mashahosif. I have to pay you rental fee for, let's say, if I took it longer than we agreed upon, I'm going to have to pay the rental fee, but I don't have to pay for the animal. I don't have to pay the animal in that case because I don't have to say that the animal died because of that extra, because everybody should have known. The Rambam does not make any distinctions. The Magen Mishnah assumes it's a machlokas between this Ramban and Ritva against the Rambam. The Rambam just says, he quotes the Mishnah, if you were Mosif on the agreed upon, you are going to be Chayiv. That's the Rambam says in Hilchos Schirus. And therefore the Magen Mishnah assumes Dalet Vav and Schiris, Hasar Kazabahema Lasesala Mishkal Yadua, Vahosifa Masao. You are Mosif. If you are Mosif 1/30th, which is the shear given in the Gemara, then you're going to be Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv in that case if something happens to the animal. Good. Just one other Ha'ara on the Mishnah, and then we'll do all of these details of numbers. Let's do a little bit of the numbers, and then we'll mention the Meshul Chachma. Itmar, says the Gemara. Abaya Amar Kasha Kimasuitnan. Rava Amar Kasha Limasuitnan. Machlok is between Abaya and Rava, whether when the Mishnah says that volume is difficult to the weight, does that mean it's also difficult separate from weight? Right? Meaning it could take the place of weight? Kimasui, Rashi says, on the Gemara, Kimasui is as we explained. Afal pi she'ein masan kaved, kimasa achitim, hari nafchan kenefach achidim anefach kimasui.
Do we say that even if it's lighter, volume is also something that could affect negatively the animal, even if it's lighter? Or do I say no? Volume, if it's the same size, same weight now, it's going to be worse if you have both.
So Abaya Amar Kasha Kimasui Tanan. Abaya says Kasha Kimasui, meaning just like weight is bad on the animal, volume independently is bad on the animal.
Nafka Kisakla. Nafka, the volume is just like weight. V'imosif Shlosha Kavin Chayiv. And if you would add on 1/30th of the amount agreed upon, that's what Shlosha Kavim here means, Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv. Meaning Abaya says, let's say I agreed to take, what was the case, Chitim. And I brought Saorim are lighter. But if I bring more Saorim, 1/30th, right, so then that's going to be Chayiv, even though it weighs less, but there's more volume. And therefore it's going to be worse on the animal's back.
Rava Amar Kasha Limasui Tanan. No, Takla Kitakla V'nafcha Avitosefes.
No, it means that if you brought the same amount of weight and you just made it bigger, so now there's volume also, so that's called a Tosefes, and therefore you're going to be responsible for that in that case. But according to him, it's more makel on the renter. I mean, you have to add on more weight in order to be Chayiv.
Tanan, lahavi lesach chitim, maybe lesach sarin patur, v'mhosav amaso chayiv, my lav shloshes kavin.
Doesn't mean that you just added on 3 kav, that's it? Not the whole weight that you agreed upon, and therefore it's a riot to Abaya.
Lo sa, no, it could be you added on tons, right, a lot more, in order to make the weight equal.
V'halak tani, bo a minute, it says, the safe of the Mishnah, v'kama yosav amaso v'yechayiv, sum chasom rishum rabbi meir, sala gamal shloshes kavin lechamar. Isn't that a raya to Abaya? It says, Shlosha Kavin. So Achi Kamar, no, wait. Hecha Deloshani Chitim Vehevi Chitim. Saorin Vehevi Saorin.
This is how Rava would understand the Mishnah. In a case where you didn't change the product that you were supposed to bring.
Kama Yosef Amasovi Echayiv. Somchazomer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Sala Gamal Shlosha Kavim Lachamor.
No, the case that Rava would understand, the Seifa, is talking about a case where you were not Mishana. If you were not Mishana, what you were supposed to bring, so then the shear is this 1/30th. But if not, you have to have the volume comparable also along with the weight, according to Rava. Period.
Tashma, let's try another try to prove Abaya or Rava.
Lavi lesach chitim. If somebody agrees to bring a lesach of chitim on the camel, a lesach is 15 sa'ah, behevi, sheshes rei sa'orim.
And he brings just a drop more. He brings 16 of Saorin. He promised the agreement is to bring 15 of Chitim, and instead he brings 16 of Saorim, Chayiv. Then Chayiv, right? Oh, he has to bring, right, an extra one. Hashloshes Kavin Pater. But just 3 Kavin, you'd be Pater. So that's a riot to Rava. The other way, right? You have to bring more. So Tirgam Abaya, Abaya says no. The Bryce is talking about a case of Bimechikta. Mechikta, there are different ways of measurements. You could have a heaping tablespoon and a flat tablespoon. Mechikta means flat. The flat amount that the Bryce is talking about is equal to the 3 heaping kavs. And therefore, it's just a question of which type of measurements you are using, but Abaya could understand this Brisa as well. Period.
Tana Rabbanan, Kav Lekasef.
So now, how much is considered extra, and therefore, if I break the camel's back, so I'm going to be responsible. You know what, even before we do that, you know what, okay, let's just do them to the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, Kav Lekasef, a kav amount extra on the back of a person. Right, that's going to break his back, and you're going to be chayiv if something happens. Adriv la areva, an adriv is too much for an areva. An areva is a little boat. Kur lesvina, a bigger boat. Shloshes kurim leborni gadola, that's even for a huge boat. So those are the measurements given. Amar mar kav lekasef im isa delomatzi bay bardasu l'shadye. When we're talking about a person, why are you responsible at all? Right, the person himself should be responsible to throw off the weight. Right, I put a big weight on, I'm going to be responsible. He should tell me it's too heavy. Right, as I'm not responsible. Right, we discussed this a little bit back in Eilu Metzias when we talk about the mitzvos of Te'ina and Prika. We spoke there about, well, if the person takes a heavy weight, then I shouldn't be responsible. It's his fault. He should knock it off. So why am I going to be responsible at all?
Says the Gemara, three answers. Amar Abaya, Bishachato la'altar. Maybe as you put it on him, he collapsed. It's like he didn't have a second to realize it was too much weight. Rava Amar, Afilu teima bishalochim to la'altar. Even if it didn't happen right away, lo tzricha elo la'agra yisera. You're right. What we're talking about here, Chayiv, is that you're going to have to pay him extra for what he did. Right? He's going to say, man, that was super heavy. You have to pay me more for the heavier schlep. Rav Ashi Yamar, Hu Savur, Chulshu Denakale. No, maybe he thought he just didn't do his exercise yesterday. He thought I'm a weak today, but he didn't, the person under the weight didn't realize that it was so heavy. Right? He thought the guy was giving him a normal weight, and just that he didn't eat a good breakfast that morning. And that's why it wasn't working for him. Kor Lesvina Shloshes Kurin Laburni Kor Lesvina Shloshes Kurin Laburni Gadola. Amar Papa Shbamina Stam Svinos Baslasin Korin Lamainaf Kamina Lamekachu Memkar. Right, you know the average boat is 30 Karin because it says Kor Lesvina, and we said the measurement is 1/30, and that is why is it important Lamekachu Memkar to know if I buy a Svina how big the average Svina is going to be. Okay, 2 points. One is the Meshachachma. The Meshachachma on Parshas Vayishlach. The Meshech Chachma discusses there. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir 9 years ago. The Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Vayishlach, the first piece, why is it when Yaakov Avinu, at the beginning of the Parsha, tells his servants, Vayehi li shor v'chamor tzon v'eved v'shivcha. Right? It says, tell Esav that I have shor v'chamor tzon v'eved v'shivcha. Right? V'ashlecha la'gil adonil l'mtzuchem b'inecha. But when it's actually described what he has, he also has gamalim, right? We're talking here all about chamor and gamal and all the different measurements. So ask the Meshech Chachma, why? Why does it say that Yaakov had shor chamor tzom be'eved v'shivcha? That's what he says to Esav. But really, he also had gamalim. Says the Meshech Chachma, v'ha inyan. You know if the Meshech Chachma starts with that, as he sometimes does, this is going to be good. Everything's good. But you know this is going to be a basic, this is going to be a basic yesod of life. That's what v'ho inyan means. V'ho inyan. Ki Elokim says Adam yashar v'hema bikshu chishmonos rabim. And he quotes the pasuk in Koheles. Right? Man made us straight and we messed up. We messed up our neshamas. Ki tchilas habriya haya ki yate atzmo letzaratov tamid. As we know, based on Rishonim, when Adam and Chava were created, inherently inside of Adam was always Netiyah L'Tov. The Yetzirah was external. It was an external force that was not inside. Raka Yetzirah who mesis bifnei atzmo. He was outside. That was up until the Eitz Hadas. Once Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Yetzirah became internal. Came inside of them. Amnam kasher boha nachash al chava vehito bazuama, shenis arvavu hatova hara boba atzmo, ukamosha tirgim onkelis, mine lameda tavubish, mine, from inside. So then, right, we got it inside. So now there's an irbuvia inside of man. Right, we have tov and ra inside of us. Until, how long did that last for? Acha gimel avos biru bezikaku. Until the avos worked very hard to purify it again. Avram worked very hard, but he didn't get there all the way because he still had a Yishmal in him. Yitzchak worked very hard, but he didn't have it perfectly because he still had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu achieves, says the Meshech Chachma, and he's able to get back to Adma Rishon Kodem Achet. Acha gimel avos biru bezikaku. Give me Avram Yatzi Yishmael, Miyitzchak Esav, Acheba Yaakov, Vahaya Mitaso Shleima, Kida Amru B'Shabbos. The Etzem, and once that happens, this is the amazing Chiddush of the Meshech Chachma, forevermore, once Yaakov Avinu achieved that, yeah, the son there was Midrashim by the Chet Egel, but Meshech Chachma doesn't go that way. The Etzem Nefesh HaYisraeli, Note Letov. And therefore, forevermore, the inherent Jew, what's inside of us, we have a Netiyah, for good. Rak Sa'ar Shebe'isa V'Shibin Malchias Ma'akev. Of course, the Gemara in Brachas, it's the Sa'ar Shebe'isa. It's the Yetzirah, but it's more external. Naturally, every Jew wants to do the right thing. If you were the Meshech Chachma, what would be the next line? What would you quote? That's why the Rambam says in Beis Chaf of Gerushin, right? Kofen Azot Yom Rotsani. The famous Rambam that you can beat somebody up in certain cases in the Gerushin world. You know, when we have a Sanhedrin, when we have a Beis Din, because every Jew deep down wants to do the right thing. It's just that the Yetzirah is not letting him follow Beis Din. And now, if you remove the Yetzirah, So then it could work. Vaharahu inyan befnei atzmo, lo ke'esav v'chaverav umos ha'olam, shenafsham ivsura, and therefore they are, have tarovis within. But then he says that's what Yaakov is telling Esav. Sheshalach lo, imlovan garti, v'tari mitzvah shamarti, v'hayali shor v'chamor. Son, ve'eved, v'shivcha. Why does he say shor v'chamor? Shor v'chamor are clear. Shor has the simani tara, the chamor has the simani tuma. He doesn't mention gamal, because gamal is mixed up. Gamal has one and not the other. What Yaakov was telling Esav is like, tari mitzvah shamarti, I have achieved back, I'm back to Adam Arishon. He's telling us. I'm back to separation of the good and the bad. V'lo ki gamal asher darshu chazal al rifka v'atzer gavna al gamalim ma gamal yesh lo siman tuma just imenu Esav v'chein Esav is compared to the chazir, right, who has the other way. The chazir has the split hooves but doesn't chew its cud, right? That's the symbol of a gamal versus the shor and the chamor. That's the Meshech Chachma. That's the Meshech Chachma right here. Once we're talking about a chamorim and gemalim, that's something to mention. The other point to mention is the halachic issue on our daf right here, and that is the Ritva. The Ritva here asks, if I put this load on the back of the person, and for whatever reason doesn't take it off, I'm going to be chayiv? Isn't that at Moz Garmi? I'm going to be chayiv for that? That's a direct Maisa Hezek? The other guy was involved, right? It should be at Moz Garmi. Right? I'm sorry. Isn't it grama? Isn't it grama? And the answer is that it's garmish. Isn't it grama? And therefore he should be pater. So the answer is no. It's enough to be at least garmi. Bebeshahu garam lo hataos. Shahayasavar shamar lo emes. I thought that, you're giving me something, that's normal weight. Vekivan shal piv al smach shalo nizok hari ze gire. These are like his arrows. Right? And therefore it's more in the world of garmi than it is, then it is grama. The Kso says maybe that this idea that it's garmi also explains another machlokas. The Rama, quoted here in the Tur in Simin Shin Ches, says when you put this load on the guy and then he gets hurt, you only have to pay nezek. You don't have to pay the other payments. You don't have to pay tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. That's what the Rama in the Tur in Simin Shin Ches quotes. Says the Ksos there, why would this be? Says the Ksos, because many Rishonim we know hold that Garmi only pays Nezek. Maisa Yashir Chavala pays all. But Garmi only pays Nezek. So maybe that's why here you would only pay Nezek and not Tsar Ripui Sheves and Boshes. He says, Shenizke Adam, he quotes this Shita from the Ritva, and then he quotes, V'zenira Taima Taharama Huvavatur, U'mistavar Delo Yavla El Nezek Bavar, Avar Ba Advarim Lo Mechai Velahecha Da'azke Biyadayim. Right? If you're Mazik Biyadayim, right, so then you'd have to pay. If I'm Chovel you, if I punch you, so then I'm Chayim, Nezek Tsar Ripui Sheves and Boshes. But if I put a load on you, and then you get hurt from that load, right, by the person case, so then that's a case, says the Ramban and the Ritva here, of Garmi, not Chavala directly, and therefore, says the Ksos, that's why the Rama says, you're only going to be Chayev 1. Omishum dekivan shezein or nezek biyadayim, el mishum dini degarmi, lo machayev, el benezek lo bedal dvarim. And then he quotes, similar to what the Nemuki Yosef said, we had the Nemuki Yosef back in Baba Kama, there's no garmi by behema, right? If your animal's chovel, you don't say garmi there. So again, garmi is only an extension of a maisa adam. There's a lot to talk about in the world of garmi, but that's the Ksos puts this together, even though the svara is not given there. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah, kol ha'umnin, shomri sachar hein. All workers are shomri sachar. All workers are shomri sachar, meaning, if they're makabel to do a work, Rashi says, kablonin ha'makablin alein lasos ha'malacha bibatehem. Right, umnin, except to do work in their houses, they're working on it. So let's say, some of the raw materials are stolen from their house. Are they going to be responsible? So they have the status of Shomri Sachar. That is the what they say. Right? Even that's the it's automatic. Automatic Shomri Sachar. Vikulan Sha'amru, Tolet Shalchava, Ve Maos. But if they're finished their job, let's say they meet the guy and they say, I finished the job, just pay me whenever, and then take your item, then all of a sudden Shomachinim they go down a level. Because at that point, they're basically offering it back. They're not getting paid anymore for their job, and therefore, shomer chinam. Stop there for a minute. The Chashugi Chemet has an unbelievable story here. You can't imagine it took place. But, you know, this is the story. And again, he says his stories either are actually true or a little bit different. But, Sheila, A woman goes into a store to buy a nice silver plate. She says, I'm making an opinion on Ben. And she wants to, or my friend's making an opinion on Ben, and I want to, buy a silver plate. And she's holding a baby in her hands. So the woman at the store says, can you show me some of the plates? So she goes, she takes out a nice big silver platter, and she says, here, how about this one? She says, great, I just want to show it to my husband, who's right outside in the car, and, can you just hold my baby while I go out? So she gives the woman the baby, she goes out to the car, and the woman's waiting, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the woman doesn't come back. What happened? There was a baby stroller right outside the store. This woman wanted to steal the silver plate. She took a baby, went into the store, and says, I want the plate. She gives the baby to the woman in the store, and then she goes out, and she steals the plate. 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, this woman comes screaming to the store, where's my baby? Where's my baby? This other woman comes in and takes her baby back. And Baruch Hashem, the baby was okay. But the shaila is this worker in the store chayiv for pshia for giving the silver plate out to someone who goes out to the store? Is it her fault? Is it her fault? Right? What does our Mishnah say? Kala umnin shomrei sachar hein. Right? So is this what is this considered? Is this geneva? Is this geneva machmas ones? So the chashukeich, it's unbelievable that this happened. Nira, he says shahamocheres petura. Shari ein dina ala kashamera sachar, like our Mishnah says. Where do you start looking in Shas for this shaila? Right? You can't imagine. So he says, shomer sachar. Va'arama kazu laita tricha lalos b'day. This is an ones. Shomer sachar is pater and onesim. And therefore, it is an ones. V'yitachain, and it's possible though, the one thing I'll tell you is that the mother of the baby requires a little kapara. For leaving the baby alone in a place where somebody could come, and it wasn't until 10 minutes later, this whole conversation took place in the store before the woman came in and started screaming about the, after Hayalach Tofes Atino, Sibra Zendim Shach, Hamesh Dakot, Acho Sias Atino, Fasha Zaban Otsimi Aro Magash Anak, Vakalos Ace, Haim Asicha Daita Miatino, Vapshia. So he says, Lamaisa, this is, Kala umnin, shomer sacharein. Whoa. Okay, let's continue. Shamar li ve'eshmar lecha. What if somebody says, you know, you guard this for me and I'll guard this for you? Shomer sachar. That hana'ah that they're each getting is as if it's a payment of hana'ah, and therefore they're each considered shomrei sachar. Even without, we'll have later on in the Masechta, even without a ma'isa kinyan, just the shmira, right? That itself is enough to be mechayev shmira. Shamar li va'amar le hanach lefanai. If somebody says, "Do you watch this for me?" He says, "Yeah, put it down in front of me." Shomer chinam. So that's an agreement to be a shomer chinam. Hilvei ola mashkon. If I have a mashkon of yours, I lend you money. Shomer sachar. Right, what is the understanding in all these cases? The Mishnah says, these are the understandings. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Helveo, depends what you lent. Helveo Mos, if I lent you money, and then you give me an object to watch, Shomer Chinam. Helveo Peros, if I gave you fruits that you're gonna pay me back, Shomer Sachar, there is a difference. Abba Shal Omer, Rashoy Adam Lahaskir Mashkono Shal Ani, Lios Posek Vaholech Alav. I'm allowed, if I have a mashkon of yours, I could rent it out to other people and gain that money, and in that way, deduct that from the money that you owe me, because it's a good thing for you. It's a good thing for you to have that deduction. Because that is being meshav aveda in that case, because I'm helping you out. So Leima Masisin Lok Rabbi Meir is our Mishnah against Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir? The Tanya Socher case and Mishal. Name Rabbi Meir Omer Kishomer Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kishomer Sachar. Right? The Socher. If somebody rents out a behema, Socher behema, case and Mishalim. So isn't this Mishnah against Rabbi Meir? We're comparing a Socher, a worker, and a shomer sachar, somebody who guards, so somebody who rents out something to work, and somebody who is just a worker in a store. So we're comparing. So the Gemara said no. A couple of answers. Number one, I feel the same Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Meir could agree with our Mishnah. But Yahi, why? Because Rabbi Meir usually says shomer chinam. That's true. If you rent out an animal, but in our case. But in our case, where the person Dafka picks him to use, right, he leaves the whole world and chooses him. So maybe that's why that hana'ah that the worker gets would be enough to make him considered a shomer sachar. Says the Gemara Yahachi socher nami. What do you mean? So the renter also. In Remeir's case, he's renting me the animal, not anybody else. Whether you're choosing me to be your worker or choosing me to give me your animal. Havi lave shomer sachar. So that's not going to work. Selaf Ella, try number two. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Viyahi Anadikov Yav Leitfei Purta Havi Lavi Shomer Sachar. Maybe the case is where he's paying him a little extra. That's why he's a Shomer Sachar. So Gemara says Shomer Sachar Nami. Maybe the case where he's paying him a little less. Milo Askina de Kamashi Leitfei Purta. You can have a Nukimta in both cases. Again, still, we have a problem. Could our Mishnah be like Rabbi Meir? So, answer number three, El Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Biyahi ana de tafisle aagre de lo boy lemeil lemefak azuze havi alei shomer sachar. There's still a difference in the cases. In the case of the Mishnah, I can hold your item that I fixed for you until you give me the money. I have that hanah that I can still hold your item. By a rental case, it's not like I'm renting your animal. No, if I worked for you and I produced it, so then I'm going to hold on to it until you pay me for it. So that's a level of hana, and that's where a mayor would agree, shomer sachar. But in the other case of just a rental agreement, he would say it's a shomer chinam. Number three. Number four, vibayasema, maybe switch. Kedemach levrabba baravu avatani, sochar ketza mishalim, remeir omer kashomer sachar, behud omer kashomer chinam. Easy way to make Rameir like our Mishnah, switch the Shitos, and say Rameir is the one that says Kishomer Sachar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We got into worker issues, Umanin, and we will continue.